The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
A very good morning to you and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. My name is Jason von Berg. Nikita.
Hello, Jason.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very, very well. And you?
Very summery, I see.
Extremely summery.
Sure, it's hot out there today.
Oh, gee, it was hot out there, hot in there. I don't know. I think we're going to start sitting in Nelly over here.
Well, welcome to The Buzz. We are with you for the next hour right here on CliffCentral.com. And I hope you are having a good Tuesday so far. It's treating us well. And we've got a busy show on the go.
It is so busy. Today is just like, I don't know, I feel like Tuesday is always my Monday. I don't know why. It's always like chock-a-block. Something's always happening. These events, things are going on. So much news, so many people to see, so many people to talk to.
Yeah.
So we're off to a good start.
Well, we're going
to
talk to our first guest. She's sitting here waiting to go on air. I know she loves being on air. But I want to talk about Pharrell quickly for a second.
Oh, yes.
Because you went.
Oh, yes. It was amazing. I love Pharrell. I loved him before, you know, Happy came out, because everybody jumps onto the bandwagon and we're like, oh, no, he's on The Voice. He's so cool. And then seeing him, obviously, live, I was just like so amazed. I was in awe, personally. And I already loved him like years before, already like in his like nerd days.
Yeah.
And he sang a lot of his classics as well. And it was just amazing to hear like his sound, how he's changed over the years and where he's going. And then he also apologized, funny enough, for all the things that he said before against women in his music.
Ooh.
So, which was quite nice in that sense. You know, he spoke about gender equality and I thought, yeah, he's my man. And I was loving it. I was in my element.
So you were a fan. You're an even bigger fan now.
Oh, huge.
I'm so bummed, man. I am a big Pharrell fan as well. And I just, both times I've missed him.
Ugh, no.
The first time he came, well, was it the first? I think he's been here a couple of times, but the more recent trip that he did before this one.
Yes.
I went to the press conference and I was there for that, but unfortunately I couldn't go to the concert. And then the same thing happened with this one, which is so annoying.
But it was so amazing, like I said, to see him there in the flesh. And, you know, it was nice. He's such a humble guy and he'll just stand there in awe, looking at his fans and thanking them that he's actually there on the stage, which is true. You know, a lot of celebrities or musicians, you know, sometimes they can be egotistical in that sense and they don't put it back to the fans. So he had like such a good energy going on and, you know, partnering up with Willys was a huge thing and he was very thankful for it. So on to a better future for South Africa.
That's very cool. And the one thing that someone told me about is that and really
I know.
I butchered. I knew I was gonna do it.
That's why my parents gave me that name, so people could trip on themselves before they called me
Rile Bohile Mabocha.
There you go.
Got it. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Are you good today?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's boiling hot, but I genuinely feel like today's the day where Cliff Central needs to have a sea view.
Well, I can recreate one there for you if
please
you like.
Please do. Please tell Gareth to get a sea.
How about this? We quickly Google a picture or just like a GIF and we just have it here. And we keep looking at
the sea.
Green screen vibes.
Yes.
So welcome to the studio, like
Thank
I said.
You.
And are you a Pharrell Williams fan?
I've always been an NERD fan, Neptunes from the beginning. I love their beats. I just think about She's an Angel, some of their hits that they've done, the music that they've written for other artists.
It's crazy,
I've always loved the sounds that they've made for other people as well. So yeah, always.
And that
loved
list
it.
Is it's endless. I mean, you don't realize how many songs that those guys have been involved in.
Yeah, you're going to pay $1 million if you want them to write something for you. Yeah. But it's sure to be a hit, so yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I loved it.
So did you go to the concert?
I didn't go to the concert.
High five. High five to us.
Why are we high-fiving this?
Because we are the two people who didn't go to the concert.
Didn't go
sadly.
To the concert.
So we are the sad ones high-fiving one another.
Yeah, so I didn't go to the concert, but I'll definitely make sure. You know, there's nothing stopping us from flying to the US and going to the concert.
That's what I'm saying. You see?
Nothing stopping us.
And especially with the Apple Festival that's happening soon.
Yeah.
He's going to be performing
planting
there.
Ideas, eh?
I know, I'm very bad. I plant seeds and people do say, seeds are very bad ideas.
There are amazing festivals overseas that, you know, you can just with one ticket see over like 20 artists. So,
like Coachella.
Exactly. Nothing. I'm planning to go to Coachella next year. So.
Well, Black Coffee's going to be there apparently.
Exactly. So let's go support Black Coffee and go there.
How amazing are our entertainers doing at the moment, eh?
Trevor Noah Day.
Nailed
Hello.
It. Nailed it.
Yeah, Trevor Noah. So we're definitely going to be watching on Comedy Central tonight.
I must admit, I couldn't wait.
Is it?
So I kind of saw
myself.
A clip
no.
for 11
Mm-mm.
minutes. I watched
no.
the intro.
Mm-mm. I couldn't.
I could. I actually.
You'll love it, guys. You'll love it.
No, don't.
I'm not going to tell you what he does. I'm not going to spoil it.
Please don't do that. People say, like, I'm not going to say anything when they're talking about Game of Thrones, and then they accidentally tell me who dies.
Well, no one dies in Trevor's show. Put it that way. But it's amazing, and you'll be so, so impressed when you see it tonight in Comedy Central. I think it's at 9 o'clock, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, 9 o'clock.
So everybody's got their auto-tunes, their auto-records, and all of that stuff. Kevin Hart's on the show. I haven't seen that interview, so I don't know what happens there.
He's coming to South Africa soon. Yeah. I heard the tickets are like $3,000.
What?
Who's going to pay for me?
Savannah. Dear Savannah, instead of dear president or, or dear...
Hashtag dear Savannah.
Dear Yusuf, we can do dear Savannah.
Yeah, can someone pay for us to go to Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart, because we have heart for him. We heart him a lot.
Wow,
you know?
Wow, yeah.
I went there. Yeah, so you are in our studio. You are a broadcaster, so this is not new to you.
No,
you are on the other side of the mic, though,
essentially.
Yes, I am. What's that like for you?
It's lazy. It's kind
Do you
of
feel
like
your fingers are like,
you know what it's like? It's how I felt before I left the house to come here, where I was like, I don't feel like driving. Should I get an Uber? So you're my Uber.
I'm the Uber.
You're
I'm
in the driver's seat.
I'm in the driver's seat. Okay, perfect. But broadcasting for you, I mean, you've been in this industry for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't want to call you a veteran, but you're... You're well versed in the
Please
industry.
Please don't call me a veteran, because I think people are like, it's time to go.
Well, they imagine this person, like this really wrinkly person, will just be like, I remember those days when we used to do this.
Yeah.
So, no.
No, it's 13 years, and it's weird because I still call myself a scholar when it comes to radio. I mean, I haven't done the 10,000 hours as of yet. I'm still working on the 10,000.
You're still counting?
Yeah, I still believe in the 10,000 hours. I've been in radio now for about 4, going on 5 years. And it's only now that I'm starting to properly get comfortable. I mean, right at the beginning, I was so nervous.
I'm sure.
I couldn't even be more nervous. But when I think about the radio station where I'm at, I grew up listening to that station. And I always said, when I'm really old, I'll work there. And then it's the first station I worked at.
But it's a cool... It's an informative one, let's be honest. I mean,
it's an informative station.
It is.
And you can't just go out and say things, you know,
because you are talking for a long time.
Yeah, 4 hours. I actually once, because the person who comes after me kind of didn't come to work, spoke for 6 hours straight.
How dry was your mouth after that? That is insane. That is so insane. 6 hours on air. I mean, that must be close to a record.
Yeah,
in the
but
Guinness
I mean,
World Record.
You know, it's one of those. Something I learned about myself is I do really well when I wing things. When I get the opportunity to over-prepare is when I go into panic mode. So when I get thrown in the deep end is when I can just do my best, to be honest, actually. So,
but you have to have some sort of contextual knowledge as to, you know, what you're going to be talking about. You know, you can't be winging it when it comes to the Middle East crisis or something like that.
Yeah, look,
especially your listeners will tell
you. Very true. I mean, you can't be an airhead. Look, I know I'm a hot chick, but I actually have brains.
There you go. Beauty with brains. I love it.
Look, you have to just always know a little bit about everything. And that's something I've learned about radio, is that you never know the variety of people that are going to be calling in. I am an absolute lover of music as well, which I always find a way to sneak in into the shows. I'm an old school lover of music, and it's interesting when we speak about Pharrell's to sort of just hear the influences. You know, you do hear the Marvin Gaye and the James Brown influences with the guitar riffs in the music.
Look at you there, hey? winging it, but she sounds like an expert.
No, that's not just winging it, it's a skill.
So definitely when it comes to broadcast media entertainment, radio is where I'm still at school. But I would say music, television I've been doing this.
So what do you prefer? Do you like being in front of the camera?
I would say in today's era where you know how Twitter can be, man. Yo! just from yesterday where they were like, essay actress.
What was it? Guess the actress.
Guess the actress.
That was insane.
I mean, I am so glad like I'm not on the soapy at the moment. I might have been one of those pointed out. That's the downside of being on screen is people on you about anything and everything. And I look at this one famous model. I can't for the life of me remember her name. But she did this whole post about bullying and I don't have the perfect body. And then I looked at her picture and her body's quite banging. And I'm like, what are you saying, girl? And I'm like, okay, from that point of view, I love the fact that I'm behind the cameras at the moment. And it is quite fulfilling to be able to see that you're able to take something from concept to birth. And then from the other point of view, I do sometimes like being just the so-called pretty face that delivers lines. Because I am a performer at heart. That's what I've been doing since I was a kid. And that's what my parents tell me is I was just singing, acting and dancing. So it just depends on the mood. If it was today and someone said you have to get into full costume and get on stage and do, you know, a Broadway production, I might be like, oh, hell no.
Really?
I'll find the talent for yes, because I'm tired today.
So today's not a good day, but maybe no, Wednesday could be.
Maybe Wednesday.
We can talk tomorrow and see.
Depends on the day, yes.
Okay. Well, we're hanging out with Ri Le Bich again.
I know. Hey.
Think
about this. You're never going to forget me. There you go.
And she's hanging out with us today on The Buzz. If you want to get in touch with her, she loves taking callers as well. 0861-555-189. Otherwise, send your message through to the studio and we will read it live on air. WeChat is where it is. And then you just message to studio and we will read it live on air. Okay, so when you speak to people on a daily basis, whether it's on air or whether it's on Twitter or Facebook, mm-hmm. what are some of the weirdest things that you've encountered? Because you must have seen a lot and heard a lot, like more recent stuff. Or do you just browse and peruse and see what people are saying?
I don't do the whole Google myself thing or search my name on Facebook because that gets very weird.
Yeah.
But I once did have an encounter. I have a character on Zone 14.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing about our national broadcasters, they repeat things. So, you know, I get to relive my character's like moments over and over again. Yeah. So my one character basically, you know, she's decided she's breaking up with her boyfriend and whatever. And this old, like, mama basically corners me in the mall and she wants to sit me down and say, listen, my child, listen, he did not sleep with that other girl. She's basically a hoe. He loves you. Please go back to him. And she wants to lecture me. I had to be like, okay, I'm calling him right now. We're going to get back together. She was so involved in the story. And I had to be like, okay, ma, okay, I'm going to forgive him. I'm going to forgive him. And they get so involved in the storylines that they just like.
It is. Know. It's amazing. I mean, I remember like when I interviewed Lubi Mboya years back and she was still on Isidingo. Mm. And that probably is still repeating on. Well, I mean, there's the new
Encore.
Episodes. But So she played Nandipa and we all loved Nandipa. And she was one of the. A very interesting character for us because obviously she was, you know, she was an HIV positive person in the show, and people would want to know all about her life, and they would, Nandipa, how can you do this? And Nandipa, Nandipa. And they really get into it, and they are completely shocked when you just say, sorry, I'm Tlubi today.
You know?
Yes. Or I'm really Bukhile.
Or I'm not that person. I'm really not that person. Like, there's that fine line. And people just, like you say, they get so engrossed in it. And it becomes their life, you know. Then they believe you're on the telly, but no.
To this day, people still want to know. My character on Rhythm City was Mbumi. Her boyfriend was Fats. They're still like, where is Fats? Is he, if they see me in Pick and Pay, is he by the bread aisle? I'm like, no, he's there by the vegetables. Go look for him.
And then he's at your getaway, quick getaway. He's like, I'm out of here.
They'll still be like, he needs you. Fats needs you. Please go back to him. Okay, I'm going back to him. So, you know, I think it's wonderful that we can get so lost lost in his storyline. It's beautiful. I'm sure people get that way about Days of Our Lives and Bold and the Beautiful. And get sucked into those storylines for years and years. It's what we need. And
you can still pick it up. I mean, we had to at Varsity, one of my courses that I had to do was around soap operas.
Yeah.
And we had to analyze them, and you know, the beginning, a story typically has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
But the soap operas are in this extended narrative or an extended middle where it just never really ends. So that's why you have Marlena dying and then coming back to life, and Hope dying and coming back to life.
Yep.
And I can go back now. I haven't been at doing that course for how many years now? Probably 8 or so years.
Yeah.
I can go back now and watch Days of Our Lives and still be like, she's still alive.
You can
she's come
pick
back
it up.
From the dead.
And what's amazing about soapies is you can literally just watch one episode and you can sort of figure out what's happening and be like, okay, Sammy's pissed off somebody.
Brooke's still stupping this one.
Stupping Omar with this. Stupping everybody.
No, she's banged her brother and now she has a child with her stepson's uncle.
Oh my word. So yeah.
I've left that world a long time ago in terms of soapies, watching soapies like that.
So yeah, I think that's the beauty about soap operas and drama series, and it is nice that our industry has expanded with, you know, the Mzansi magic, that we have so much local content for people to watch. There's a lot on screen at the moment.
Well, I now want to talk about your involvement around being behind the camera as well. But I think let's get to a song. We'll let you have some water so that you don't have a dry mouth. You know? We'd hate for that to happen. Let's get to a song. And then we'll come back and I'll chat to you about your production background as well.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Back on The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. That was a bit of a weird song.
Who is this?
Emma Bale.
Emma Bale. That's interesting.
That's a nice way of saying it, eh? That's,
yeah, it almost sounds like, you know mood music in movies?
Yeah.
Yes, that scene where maybe the couple has broken up and you're sort of showing the split screens of what each of them are up to. That's that music.
Just exactly that. Yeah.
Yes. It's that music.
Okay, so you're a producer as well.
Yes.
And you produce a very big show on the National Broadcaster.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Afro Cafe is a music show. Like I've already said, music is my first love and passion, and it's the stars aligned for me that television was my skill, and I just found myself producing music shows. So I still get to have my skills and my passion sort of in one. And Afro Cafe being a live music show, I get to bring the best live entertainers and performers in contemporary jazz, Afro soul, and even not the typical genres that we're used to. You know, we just had Tamara Day, we've had Jesse Clegg on the show, it's quite a beautiful collaboration with the artists, with your Luis Obalas and your Lloyd Qeles on the shows, as well as your big Mafiki Zolos on the show. So yeah, it's quite a nice a nice mix, and for me it's such a stressful situation.
Of course, yeah. But the cherry on top of it all is that you get to see all these musicians perform right before your eyes.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you this. I hardly ever get to enjoy the music, except when we're in post-production. And I'll tell you, the two times that I've properly just had a good cry is like, in season 10, the last artist to record, like, this is it, we're done, it's the last one for the season, was Zwai Bala. And that was it, like, we were done. And I just probably let out all the stress for the season in New Year's playing. And I was like, it's over. So I cried. And then, funny enough, the next time I cried was when Luis Obala was
playing. So you got to think for the Bala brothers. So they have this impact on your life.
Yeah, so it's very hard for me to it's not like I'm attending a concert, you know. I'm observing a million things. But yeah, when we're in post-production, I can enjoy the music a little and be like, oh my word, this is so dope. I actually have quite a cool job.
You do. And just speaking about Zwaya Bala, which is quite interesting for me, they announced the judges for, or the coaches for The Voice, South Africa. And I really thought Zwaya or Loyiso would be one of them. I really did. Because from what the show is, if you've watched it in
the
US.
Who are the final four again?
It's Lira.
Lira, which Lira. Is, I mean, Lira. Yes.
Bobby Feel Van Jaarsveld.
Mm-hmm. Karen Zoid.
Karen Zoid. And then Khan Werby.
Mm-hmm. From the Parlatones.
Yeah.
So it's quite a...
I don't know. Maybe Zwaya will be the host.
Maybe. I don't
he
know.
He could
they
be a good host,
it.
Don't you think? Someone with a musical background.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's something that I have learned working on music shows, international formats especially, is it never is just about the music. You know what I mean? So there are many things that are taken into consideration, especially now. The two of you know, being entertainment people, is they would take many other things into consideration, such as what is your marketability?
Yeah.
You know, with the change of idols, and idols is, you know, moving over to Mzansi, there are other things that might be factored into the mix. So you never know.
Yeah, well, I'll give them a shot. I just really thought that's why it would be a good addition to the show. But, you know, I'm not making those decisions, am I?
I must say, I do agree with you from a music perspective. But let's see, you know, with channels and different decision makers, you never know what is the criteria comes into play when they make such decisions. Yeah. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I suppose also not necessarily a clash of personalities, but just to see, you know, maybe a person has a different opinion, a different style of mentoring, and that will come in to see how people can move forward with the show. And it's supposed to make good television.
Yeah.
If you look at the American version with like Blake Shelton and Adam Levine on the American version, they always have like this good, like playful camaraderie on the show, and then Christina Aguilera is the bombshell there, and then Pharrell's just there for coolness.
Yes.
So I think it's nice to see that we have our own South African, you know, talent there, and also to know that they're going to bring their own, let's say, their own views and their own looks and feels. So we're not imitating. So I think that's a nice point of view, is that it's not a nobody. It's established people that we're all familiar about.
Yes. Look, we'll see. I think it is also nice for us as South Africans to take an international format and really make it our own.
Yeah.
You know, because really when the international bosses are sort of going around, it is nice for us to sort of say, this is how we took a format and just made it us. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm all about us supporting any local programming, and I think it's a great opportunity for The Voice, so I'm looking forward to it.
So you're going to be watching that, and we'll be watching Africa.
We'll yes, be, please.
We'll be listening to you in the wee hours of the morning.
Yes, please.
And where else do we find you on social?
Oh, definitely.
Are you a Twitterholic?
I'll be honest. I'm lazy at Twitter these days.
Do you have a Twitter driver? Like an Uber driver?
Yes. You know what? What's made me lazy with Twitter is I think I'm more of an Instagrammer. So you know, the Instagram just feeds onto the Twitter.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a retweeter. I'm so lazy. Oh my word! I need to sort my life out.
Okay. Well, where are you on Instagram? Then?
So on Instagram @Relebogile, on Twitter @Relebogile M. Okay. I know. I need to find whoever took my name. I want it back.
Wow.
I want my.
Is your name common?
It isn't that common, to be honest, but somebody got hold of the name. Who are you? Give me my name.
You little troll. Internet troll. Give it up.
You know.
They're probably going to sell it for millions.
Yeah, and also if you want to find out what I'm doing with my business, which is also in music, entertainment, a little record label, and also a production company, Leboja Media. That's the same on Instagram and Twitter and the YouTube channel, Leboja Media. And then, of course, I give out industry tips with my YouTube channel. And you can just find Lebogile on YouTube.
Listen, quickly, before we wrap up, I know we have to. But next week, there is a Google event with all the YouTubers in South Africa.
Really?
Big ones. Okay?
Really?
Not Casper Lee, not Troy Sivan, but some of the others. I don't know if Suzelle will be there, but Anne Hirsch will be there.
Mm.
And we might be getting Anne Hirsch in studio next week, but let's see if that works out.
We'll see how that goes.
But you should come, because if you're a YouTuber, I'm a YouTuber.
Tell
we should go hang out.
Please tell me the details.
I'll tell you all
be fair. There.
And if you want to find out more details, you can tweet us or send a message through to the studio and we'll give you the details.
Yay.
Just like that.
Thank you so much
for joining us today.
Thank you. This was fun. And please don't forget to tell Gareth about the sea.
The sea.
The sea
it
view.
Better be we'll here the next time.
I've got the palm tree view there already. My mind is going into overactive mode. But thank you so much for joining
Thanks,
us today
guys.
On The Buzz.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy. We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one. Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Back on The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. We've just taken pictures. We're going to post them up. It's been a fun interview. We carry on with the fun interviews this morning. And we welcome into the studio Neo. Neo, welcome to Cliff Central.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
Can't complain. It's a lovely day. The sun is out. Oh. I'm in Cliff Central. What can I say?
Nothing to complain about, yeah.
Is this your first visit to our studios?
This is my first visit to your studios.
We breaking your Cliff Central virginity?
Absolutely.
What ease you in? So welcome to the studio. And you've got some very, very cool things on the go at the moment. And that's why we brought you in. Because we want to talk about this homecoming picnic.
That's correct.
So what's happening?
So I don't know if you know, but the homecoming picnic has been running for the last 7 years or so. And
it's a big bash. Everyone goes.
Yeah, well, it didn't start as a big bash. It literally started off as, four friends in high school, endometric, went to the Botanical Gardens, were like, "Oaks, this is the last time probably going to see each other." You know, some of them went to UJ, the rest went to UCT, we went to Tux, and we're like,
sure,
every
you
quarter.
You really did spread out.
Yeah, we did spread out. So, like, every quarter, let's, have a picnic, have a jam in the gardens, and invite some friends, and that's it. And then,
Those friends became friends, and friends more friends,
and then it grew into this monster of an event. So seven years later, we're here. This is the last one.
Why?
We do about what? Why is this the last one?
Yeah. If it's like just grown over the years from four peeps to like.
Well, as I say, like
you're gonna fill the dome next time.
All good things must come to an end. And I mean, we don't see it as an end. We're seeing it as the beginning of the end.
Okay.
Because at the end of something, something new always pops up.
Of course.
The idea is something will replace it.
Okay.
So we're saying we're leaving, but just reserved. Leave that space for us.
So is it your graduation, perhaps? Let's take it that way.
On the nail. We're graduating.
There you go. Graduated to bigger and better. Okay, so this year specifically, you've got. I look at the lineup. Like, what's going on?
This year is a monster. So what we're doing, because it's the last one, we decided we're gonna give back to the people. So we. Firstly, looked at all the guys we booked. We looked at all the big guys. We looked at all the little guys. We're like, okay, cool. Let's have all the cool guys on stage. Let's have a better stage. Let's have cool production. Let's have the pyrotechnics. Let's add another stage just because we can at a beer garden. And, let's see what happens. So, it's just creating value for all the people that have been with us from day one and just saying, all the artists, thank you so much. And let's do it one more time.
And who have you got?
We've got the legendary Black Coffee. We've got WHP.
How did you get him?
Yeah.
Because he is.
He's our hot property at the moment. Yeah. It's just so.
He's the hottest. And, that song of his that's going viral right now, that dance move
with
of his.
Nakatura.
Yeah. It's quite a jam. So,
and apparently, he's just as a sidebar there. Mm-hmm. Someone in the States picked that up and is sharing that all over the place at the moment.
And Swiss Beats as well.
Yes, it was Swiss Beats, and then there was another DJ as well. But Swiss Beats, Swiss Beats was in the opening frame of season 2 of Empire.
Yeah.
So, and Empire got 13 million viewers. So if Swiss Beats is endorsing Black Coffee,
then you know you made it. You know it's real.
The new the shiz, eh?
Yeah.
Bows. So drops the mic.
We got him.
You got him too. Yeah, exactly. So Black Coffee's there.
Black Coffee's there. We've got Double HP on lock as well.
Make Twana fashionable.
You know what I'm saying? Coming out there with the band.
Nice.
We've got Kulichana. He was actually the first artist we ever booked. And he's also coming through with the band. We've got OK Malum, Cool Cat, DJ Capital.
He is a who's a feature also on our Cliff Central.
Absolutely.
Maybe he should do a show live from there.
I think so. I think we should take over and then give away some tickets, have a DJ set, and just have fun with it.
Capital, if you're listening, you know what you need to
do. Hit me up.
Neo.
Tweet me, as we said. Don't call.
Yeah, we don't call anymore. No one calls anymore.
Just tweets.
Yeah, and even SMSs. Like,
What is an SMS? What are you talking about?
How stupid. These contract companies or these cell phone companies give you 500 free SMSs. And then, let's be honest, we don't really use SMSs.
I think I got
I think I use one when I gave my itemized billing. So it's a little bit awkward. You're like, what is that one?
I got 60 hours of free call time. Wow. I don't know who to call.
You don't know who to call?
I don't know who to call.
That's the problem nowadays. You need data.
Who should we call? We should call Siba.
I think that's a good idea.
We should call Siba. Yeah. You know Siba. Siba Ntongana. Yeah, boy. We're going to use your airtime.
We're going to use my airtime. What is he?
No, we won't subject to the radio. I know you're a fan of Siba because I can see the little twinkle in your eye there. You watch Siba's table and you're like, I need to watch this and cook this. And
I think first let's watch this gorgeous woman. Oh, and plus she cooks. Oh, bonus.
Who would complain?
Oh, I wouldn't.
63 minutes,
one.
Eh?
All in one.
63 hours. Sorry, what am I saying?
I think I might call her.
Okay. We'll give you a number off air. Okay, so the homecoming picnic is happening when?
It's happening 3rd of October. This Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start from
October, this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, 3rd of October. We're going to start from 10 in the morning till about 2 a.m.
Sure, so it's a nice day out. It's not just the afternoon. It goes out into the night.
Absolutely. So what we're doing for the morning, because, you know, the whole market thing is in fashion now. From 10 until 12, we have something called the social market that we'll be running. So you can come get your food.
Okay. Great idea.
Watch
all
the
craft
rugby
beer and all of that stuff.
All that craft beer. Yeah. That's the kind of vibe that we have from 10 in the morning till about 12 o'clock. And then from 12 o'clock, the main stage goes on until 2. The rugby will be on. Nice. We have some fun games there as well. So it's quite a full day of activity.
So something for everybody. There's no reason to stay at home. Let's get out there.
Absolutely not.
And now, the thing I want to ask you as the organizer of this event, do you ever get to chill? Because are you running around like a headless chicken, or do you actually get to enjoy a black coffee set, or, you know, some of the craft beer or the delicious food on offer, or what happens for you guys? Because it must be manic
for us. I mean, whenever there's a problem, you need to be there.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, you know, over the years as you do it, you get better and better at certain things, and you learn how to delegate and how to trust people and how to appoint managers and all that. So, you know, as time went along, you know, we got better at it. So now I can be more chilled, but, you know, I still have to be very hands-on and make sure everything is running right, you know.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, the consumer needs to be happy. You can't be the one partying.
Yeah. And also, when you've got such big names attached to an event like this, they don't want to be attached to something that isn't, you know,
absolutely
well-received or well-organized.
And you need to get the most out of them. Interviews, tweets, everything. Be like, let's take a picture.
Why didn't you bring black coffee with us today?
I wish I could. I wish I could. I would have told him to come pick me up in that truck of his.
You owe us an IOU with black coffee, so we'll put that on the table.
I think we could have him for Capital's thing. Let's have coffee in the mix as well.
Oh, you're getting Capital on.
Do you know what I'm saying? Versus Capital versus coffee. House versus hip hop.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. All right. Well, now, so just to wrap it up, unfortunately, we have to get going onto our next segment. But how do we follow you on social networks? How do people get in touch?
How to get in touch with us? It's at Homecoming Event on Twitter, Instagram. It's Homecoming Events, Facebook, Homecoming Events. Our website is www.homecomingevents.com.
Okay.
And all the information is there. Please follow us. Get on tune. Get your ticket. We still have some left at Postnet and Shesha Minlin. Sooner than later.
And we'll see you on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Very cool. And we look forward to hearing what's next for the graduates. Thanks for joining us on the bus today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Little bit of Sierra right here on the buzz on cliffcentral.com. It is just before 12 o'clock, and I'm very, very excited, and I know you are too, because we are big fans, and we have to get it on the line straight away. Siba? Hello, Siba?
Hello.
Hello, Siba?
Hi, is this
Jason? Yes, and Nikita, how are you?
Hi, Siba!
How are you doing?
We good, how are you?
Oh, perfect. Perfect. We missed you guys. We're launching my second season for Caesar's Table, and I'm like, where's Jason? Where's Nikita?
Well, I'll be coming through shortly, so you'll be seeing me.
And
oh, cool.
I believe you're doing something quite fun today for your launch. Hey?
We're doing quite fun. We're at the Fairway Hotel, and we are about to have lunch with Siba in the sky, literally.
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds a bit scary.
Yes. Oh, it's amazing. In fact, I'm looking at the other journalists, and as soon as we're done with this, we're going up.
So what is on the menu today, Siba?
So on the menu is I have a wonderful lamb that is in a beautiful marinade made with soy. You know, I'm the Asian girl. Made with soy sauce, sesame oil, garlic, ginger, and has been marinated overnight, then briefly cooked, and then to go with that. Let me do like an Asian inspired meal. And to go with that is some sushi rice and very, very nice and crisp vegetables that are cut into long ribbons with a beautiful coconut dressing over them.
No, you've got to stop.
Yeah, we're salivating here already.
Wow. And this is one of our favorite South African chefs. And we are obviously talking to Siba because season 2 of Siba's Table returns to Food Network on the 16th of October. I'm so excited for this. I, that's me. How are you feeling?
Everywhere I go, Jason, it's like people like Siba, we're tired of the repeats. When is the new show? And I always say, coming soon. So it's so nice to have a date and say 16 October, 8 p.m., we're going live. So
I'm
super stoked. I'm very excited.
And let me tell you, I was in Cape Town earlier this year when Siba was filming season 2. And I got a sneak peek of one of the days or one of the episodes. And let me tell you, you are in for a treat. It is going to be spectacular. And I just, you know me, I love you to pieces because you're such a warm, wonderful, humble, talented. I've got no more adjectives.
Yeah,
you
just
keep it coming. Keep it coming.
But you are, and I'm so, so excited for the world to see. I mean, you've done a lot of traveling this year as well. You've been to Poland, you've been to Russia, you're going to the Middle East soon, I believe, as well.
Yes, I'm going on the beginning of November. I'm going to the Taste of Abu Dhabi, which is my second time in the Middle East. So a little bit of Africa, and they will want more.
So, Siba, how is it seeing all those fans across the world? Because you're the first South African to have your show across the States as well. So how does that feel?
You know what happens? I get a lot of messages, especially from African-American young women, older women, saying, well done, Siba. You do, like, the audience has this thing of, the, you know, Africa, the mother continent. You're doing it for all the African sisters in the world. And then I go to Poland, where my show is the best. It's like been rating number one since it debuted, which is like, okay. And then it's like, we love you, Siba. And I'm like, wow. It's the most humbling experience because all I'm doing is sharing my love for food. I'm trained in food and in food and nutrition, and that's my background. And I have a platform to share it with so many people. It's beyond, I don't know, it's like I'm out of words, but super happy, very happy.
Okay, so in season 2, we're going to get to see Brian. We're going to see Lo Nuevo. Are we going to see your new addition to the family as well?
Oh, my gosh, Lena Manja. In fact, the very first episode, we've just aired that now. The very first episode, you're going to say, oh, well, I'm a mom and I love kids. Oh, Lo Nuevo has grown. He's now 3 years. He's
wow. That's crazy.
Pardon?
That's crazy. I can't believe how old
he's
he is.
Three.
Goodness.
He's like, so he'd be cheeky with me and say, I'll say, Lenovo, don't do that. He's like, you're not my friend.
Like,
that's God. That's good. I'm your mom. So you may be my mom, but you're still not my friend. I'm like, oh my God.
Yes, man. How cute. All right. So that, like we said, is happening on the 16th of October at 8 p.m. on Food Network. And you can see all new episodes of the lovely Siba Ntsongana and Siba's Table season 2. We look forward to it, and we can't wait to have you in studio with us, Siba. You have to come and cook for us.
Oh, I'd love to. Whenever time permits, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
When you're back from Dubai, we're booking you. That's
yes,
it.
That's
Food
it.
Network. Okay, cool. We have booked Siba. She is coming to visit us. Siba, thank you so much for joining us today on The Buzz, and good luck for the season and enjoy lunch. I know Nikita's going to have a blast, and if I can sneak in, I will come and pop in to see you guys.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. That was Siba Mtongana. Don't forget, you can catch her on Food Network. Like you said, season 2 of Siba's Table. She really is just one of the best people I know in the industry. And, you know, it's so nice to see her. I've known Siba for a long time. Because
from the beginning, actually.
Not from Siba's Table, from when she did Cooking with Siba on Mzansi Magic. And it was such a wonderful show. She was interviewing all our favorite celebrities. And, you know, it wasn't forced. It was so natural, so beautifully shot. And,
She's amazing. We always have lots of words with her.
Yeah.
I always have the best time with her. I always enjoy, well, besides just eating her food, she's just being in her presence. You know, she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. So, so that's Siba. Thank you for joining us today on The Buzz. And before we wrap up, what's happening? We need to talk about some events that are coming up, hey, besides that Google one that I mentioned.
Well, like I said, I'm off to see Siba. So let's see how that lunch in the sky is going to do.
Oh, no.
I know you're not a big fan of hearts. I'm not actually scared about it, but it's going to be a new experience. I haven't done that before, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just
good
checking
luck.
There's no wind here, but the sun's outside. I don't know if I should have brought a hat. I don't know.
Maybe if you can organize, I'm sure you'll get there. Okay, what else is happening?
On my side, for now, we're waiting for new things to launch. There's the South African Great Bake Off, or the Great
Something
South
like
African
that.
Bake Off. That's yes, it. The Great yes. South African Bake Off, because I'm so used to saying the Great British Bake Off. So that's launching soon now in October. So I'm looking forward to see how the South Africans can try and do their own little culinary skills in the tent. All about baking. It's going to be a new take on an international format. So I'm keeping an eye out for that.
And like I said, we're trying to secure interviews with Donovan Goliath, with Anne Hirsch, and some of the other people from the Great British Bake Off. Well, South African
Great
Bake Off.
South African Bake Off.
And let's see what happens. Hopefully, they will be in studio with us next week. Then there's just a whole bunch of stuff happening. You know, like we said, the homecoming picnic. Too much to mention. Trevor Noah tonight.
Trevor Noah, I've
that
already
is the big
said
one.
It.
Trevor Day. I think I'm just clouded by all the Trevor Noah tweets and memes and reviews.
I haven't looked
favorable.
Actually, I'm going to look after I've watched it.
I'm surprised.
That's me.
You.
No,
I'm
I have.
Really
I've held
surprised.
It out. I've held it out.
You're a braver person. Or better person, rather. But it's been fun. Thank you, Nikita.
It's a pleasure, Jason.
You we'll have a good week.
Well, catch you next week.
Yep. And don't forget the Laws of Life coming up in just a little bit right here on Cliff Central. We will catch you next week between 11 and 12 on The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. And don't forget, you can also download the podcast from the app.
It's pretty simple. I don't know why people haven't done it yet.
Yeah, go and do that. Otherwise, stream us live next week between 11 and 12. But for now, we leave you with some music and have a good week. Ciao.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.